Majestate te fies, mi tua in domine, sum sacridos provocations mi amilesigo. Do you need me at... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were one of the other priests. It's quiet around this hour, and we usually don't have any visitors this late, so forgive me for being startled just now. I'm afraid services for today ended a few hours ago, if that's what you're here for. If you'd like, you can come back in the morning when we'll be holding... No, that's not it. But there is something you wish to talk about, you say. Of course, that's fine. What can I do for you? It's no trouble to me at all. Admittedly, I was in the middle of a prayer, but I can always return to it later. So, you can go ahead. What's on your mind? Addressing me as father or priest is fine, depending on what you wish to use. Do I have a preference? Well, I was actually only recently ordained, so admittedly it does feel slightly awkward for me, either way. You could say I'm still getting used to it. I don't seem the type to be a priest, you mean? I am one of the youngest in the order currently. I suppose I don't look like I possess the years of wisdom that some people might envision. And even more, some have asked me how I could commit my life to this so early, but I can think of nothing more fulfilling than a life of service. Thank you. It has been something that I've been looking forward to for some time now. But we're here for you right now, so don't let my ramblings get in your way. You said that there was something you wished to speak about. Is that correct? Certainly. Take your time. A sin to confess. Seeking absolution for yourself. Hearing confessions isn't something that I've had much experience in yet. Perhaps you could wait for one of the other more senior priests for a proper confessional? You say you'd feel more comfortable speaking to someone like me here instead? I don't want to turn you away if there's anything I can do to help, so if that's what would make you comfortable, then I suppose I can lend an ear right now. Of course. So, why don't we go back to the sin you mentioned? And is this sin something that's been weighing on your mind? I see. Well, I'm always here to listen. Is this related to something you've done recently? Okay. So it's not exactly something that you've physically done. They're more like thoughts, you say? What kinds of thoughts? Oh, by no means am I trying to force you to confess. I can see that you're struggling with bringing it up, so this is entirely up to you. These are thoughts that are impure in nature, and they relate to someone that you're not involved with. Do you desire them in more intimate situations? I see. Without delving into this too deeply, I do want to reassure you that, that is not an uncommon struggle that many people wrestle with. I'm sorry? There was more to it than that? They're thoughts about one of the priests. That's tricky. Obviously, you understand that something like that can never be. Whoever it may be, I honestly don't think I should know. It's unexpected, but rest assured, I am not passing judgment on you just because of this. It's certainly not a burden for you to feel guilty about, like you have to do this alone. We're all humans, and thoughts like that are honestly going to inevitably come and go. The more important thing is whether or not you act on these desires. And if you would like further help with this, we do have many study and support groups organized by the church that meet and... Oh, there I go, making assumptions again. Forgive me if I'm mistaken, but you are a regular member of this church, correct? I get the feeling that I've seen you around during services sometimes. Kind of, but you've been trying to be more consistent about attending. Have you found something that has strengthened your faith recently? Something like that? You found something at the church that has motivated you to attend more often? Well, that's wonderful to hear, whatever it may be. How did I notice you? Oh, well, this church has a strong sense of community, thanks to our more modest size, so I do try my best to make a note and at least make an effort to recognize all our members. And especially you. I'm glad to see you showing up more regularly. Oh, it's fine if you can't make it to every single one. Ideally, I should be telling you that you need to be more committed, but realistically, things do come up sometimes, right? And in the end, we're all on different journeys toward the Lord. Definitely, all taking different paths, but we all strive toward the same destination in the end. So, trust and have faith, and don't be too hard on yourself. We're only human after all. We should strive to be better each day, but we can't expect perfection from ourselves. Yes, we should do our best to lead virtuous lives, but we are also inherently creatures that inevitably sin quite regularly. But the Lord forgives us and keeps us on the righteous path. One day at a time, right? I'm sorry? I didn't catch that just now. It must come easier avoiding sins for me? Well, why do you think that to be the case? Believe me, being a priest or member of the clergy doesn't imply we're above anyone else. You'd be surprised. We contend with the same sins as anyone else. Like what? Oh, well, anything that you struggle with, really. You can probably bet we've dealt with it as well. You want to hear a specific example of my own sins recently? I don't really have anything in mind that I... What was that? You're a little quiet there. You don't have to be embarrassed to ask. After all, I'm here to help you and I... Wait, hold on. Okay, you're getting a little close to my face there. What? You're too embarrassed to ask out loud? Would it make you more comfortable to share if you just whispered to me instead? Would it? Alright, but still, your face is really close, and I can feel your breath against. Nothing. Go ahead and ask your question. Do I also struggle with impure desires at times? While I don't believe that's exactly an appropriate topic for us to be discussing, I just don't see how this would be useful for the issue at hand right now. After all, we are here for you right now, so why don't we get back on topic to what you wanted to discuss and confess and why it's bothering you. And perhaps it's best if you sit back in your seat properly. We have the entire pew and your breath on my ear is really warm and distracting me while I'm trying to concentrate on helping you. I... What? You think it would help to know if you weren't truly alone in feeling this way? Especially to know if even a priest like me also struggles with these urges? Are you sure they would help? Because I don't know if I should be sharing details like that. No, that's not it. I do really want to help. That's why I went down the path of priesthood in the first place. I just... Well, if you would put your mind at ease... Yes, I myself sometimes have to contend with the sin of lust. Yes, really, I'm not sure if it should come as a surprise. Even though I've taken a vow of celibacy, I am not suddenly free from more earthly desires. You're relieved to hear you're not alone in this. I'm glad that provided some comfort to you. Oh, you feel like you're more comfortable with confessing to the rest of what's been on your mind? Do you mean about the priest that you've had an eye for? Are you sure? I suppose that's true. In seeking absolution, you won't feel right until you've confessed entirely. Well then, who has been on your mind? What? Me? Me as in, like... So you're saying the person that you've been thinking about that way has... It's been me. I don't know what to say. I mean... I'm sorry, but you must understand it is not something that I can do or should do. I'm sorry? Could you repeat that? Wait, you're getting... very close to my face again. No, please don't misunderstand. I didn't mean for it to come off that way. I mean, I just can't, I can't, Sum Sine Mihi Servus De Sum Placit Nihil Lux Lum Humilis Domine. I'm sorry, it's just something I say in addition to focusing on these beads to help myself calm down when I'm feeling anxious, and I'm just not supposed to act this way, so... But no, that's not it. I think you're very beautiful and attractive, but I've chosen to dedicate my life to the church and the Lord first and foremost. That's why I'm afraid there's nothing I can do for you in that regard. Please, it's hard to focus and dispense proper guidance when you're this close to me, the way you're almost touching. Even your scent is very distracting. No, it's certainly not right for us to be doing this. It's definitely not something we should be doing. As a member of the clergy, I must uphold the values of the church, so even though I admit you're very attractive, nobody would have to know. You promise not to tell? Nobody would know about this. That's not the point. Besides, you would know, and so would I. We really shouldn't. I took a vow to be... This is strictly forbidden under the... We can't allow ourselves to succumb. We must control ourselves, and we're in the church right now, too. I can't just forsake my oath like this. What was that? But it feels like my body is saying otherwise. Not a soul will know. Your words and your hands. What are you doing to me? Please. Please forgive me. I know it's already, but I didn't mean it literally. You're the Amina. Dear, you can't tell me this. Of course, you can feel my heart racing. Do you understand the severity of what we're doing right now? If one of the other priests comes in to check on me, we'll both be... That's my robe. The buttons. You're being too aggressive. You're gonna tear the fabric. Please be gentler with how you handle that. How am I gonna explain it if it ends up tearing? Please, I'm begging you. Mm. can't be real right now. We're in a church. To be doing this within these hallowed walls. To be having these desires. You're stripping me out of my robe in the middle of the church like this. Is this enough then? You want to see it? There. You satisfied? Don't look at it. I feel so ashamed. I've never been this exposed before in front of someone. It's sinful. Don't just touch it without warning. I don't know why my body's reacting like this. I can't stop my thoughts from going towards acts that are unmentionable. Your hands around it feel what are you planning to do with me? What's going to happen to me, to us, if we keep going down this? It'll be fine. Are you sure? Wait, well, what are you doing with it? Wait, don't put it in your mouth. That's not, you shouldn't defile your mouth by doing that. It does feel good, but seeing you on your knees like this, it's making these lustful desires in my mind worse. It's like I'm being led astray by your lips. Oh my God. Your mouth is no, I've never had anyone do this before. I never imagined it could feel so amazing. Please. More. Feel like I shouldn't. And obviously, this isn't right. But I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. My body. Feels so good. Just feeling your lips wrapped around me. Oh, want more. I've already gone this far. Yes, yes, I want more, more. Please, please keep going. Something's coming out. I feel something. Please slow down. I've sinned. What did we just do? Spilling and wasting it like this even goes against the commandment to... Wait, don't lick it up. No, it's dirty. Why are you... You're swallowing my seed. Why did I enjoy watching that so much? Next time you won't waste it then? What do you mean by that? Why are you getting on top of me? Fuck you. I've never done this before. I don't know if I've... I'm celibate. I've never been with anyone before, so naturally this is not something I have experience with. What? Do I want to change that? What's entirely up to me? You'll do the work. You must be the devil. Do you really want to ruin me that badly? No, I'm not opposed. Please do it. Take me and... I just don't know what else to do with my hands, so I always just... I've never done this, and I don't know... Part of me is still worried that one of the priests... that they might... What if we... Relax. Yeah. Okay. I'll try. sensitive right now. I never thought I could feel this good to be with someone, even though the teachings prohibit this. I get addicted to this. I get addicted to you. You're going. You're being too. You're being too. Oh, God. feels nobody saw us after all. I think I should be feeling guilty, but are you sure this is okay? I feel like I did the exact opposite of what this confession was supposed to be. How am I gonna make this up? What? But you'll be coming to church more often for certain now. That is good, at least, but still, perhaps it's okay. I don't know. You should probably get going first. The others will be looking for me soon. Yeah, I'll see you at services tomorrow then. What am I doing? As a priest, I should have had more control. I've sinned again and again. I feel so much guilt right now. But it's worse. It's not because of the sin, but because I actually enjoyed it. What should I do? Please, tell me, what should I do?